Hello, and welcome to the occasional electronics half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today's show is pretty much about Hammonds, which prior to 1960 held a strong lead in the electronics market. To open, this is Jimmy Leach and his new organolians with a jazz standard from 1919, Dardanella. Dardanella, a standard popularised by such artists as Paul Whiteman and Bix Beiderbecke, given a 1950s makeover by Harry Farmer, playing Hammond in Jimmy Leach's new organolians. One of the mainstays of organ music in the USA in the 1950s was skating, both ice and roller, and rinks that didn't have a pipe organ often had a Hammond for live music. Eddie Layton was primarily a ballpark player, but he also released some albums in skating strict tempo. Eddie's arrangement of I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me makes for great listening as well as skating. Thank you. From a foxtrot to a tango with Hernando's Hideaway, an Ethel Smith track for Decca Records in 1958, along with a castanet and guitar instrumental accompaniment. Somehow castanets, being Spanish, not Argentine, don't normally gel with the tango, but they do work well on that track. Back to the UK, and a combo that I used to hear a lot on radio in the 1960s and 70s, that of Harry Stonham. He and his trio graced many a BBC programme, including Parkinson in the 1970s, for which he also composed the distinctive theme. This is a Neil Hefti song, Little Darlin', from 1958, that was featured on a Reader's Digest LP set.
Thank you.
Little Darling, the Harry Stonham Trio with Harry playing a Lowry. In a conversation with Jonas Norwell some time back, the name Don Johnson came up, with Jonas' strong recommendation that I try to find the four LPs that he cut for the Quality and Candy records. Don was a nightclub entertainer who, with his combo, played for dancing and listening at hotels and clubs across America, including the Fremont Hotel in Las Vegas. Here's a track from his second King of Organ with a Beat album, Miami Beach Rumba. Miami Beach Rumba, Don Johnson on Hammond, accompanied by his combo. And I'm still looking for Volume 4 of his King of Organ with the Beat. Come on, eBay. Another nightclub act that enjoyed great popularity in the USA was a dual Hammond combo played by two brothers from Philadelphia, Ralph and Buddy Bonds. On this track of Duke Ellington's I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good, they are joined by a drummer and double bass. Thank you. One of my favourite Hammond players in the 1950s was Lenny D, and he was a copious recording artist for Decca, with such casually named albums as By Popular Demand, D-Day and Delirious, to name but three. Jersey Bounce was originally from his 1956 mono Delicious album and was reissued in electronic stereo by Vocalion around 1967. Lenny D and Jersey Bounce from what for me was his best period, pre-1960. And so, once again, I come to the end of another Hot Pipes. Today's closer is somewhat of an oddity. It was sent to me by Alan Ashton, former Radio Manchester presenter of organ shows going back into the 1970s and current host of a monthly organ podcast. This is Dutch organist Cor Stein, taking a break from pipes playing Hammond with a group called the Ragtime Melodians. It was a single track on a CD of miscellaneous artists, and it's simply called Dutch Rag. Thank you. Dutch Rag, Corstein and the Ragtime Melodians, although I'm sure I recognise the tune under a different name. That will probably cause me more sleepless nights trying to place it. Oh, the perils of being a show host. I'll be back hosting another Hot Pipes next week when it's back to the theatre sound. Until then, and hoping that your nights aren't sleepless, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley. Thank you.